I guess at the end of the game, the finish, that was the hardest part for us. At the end of the third quarter, I believe we were plus two, and then two turnovers led to 6 points there at the end of the game. Let's give credit to Miami. They finished better than we did this tonight. But I want you to understand this. We'll be a team that finishes, and in everything that we do, in the games, in the halves, in the seasons. So we'll be a finishing team. So let's make sure that point really gets across. I was pleased at the end of the half. Schofield and Claiborne had back-to-back sacks, resulted in some points on that. But like I said, just at the end, you know, a lot of work to do in terms of how we finish, the approach that we take to go do that. And with that, I'll open it up with some questions regarding the game.
Coach, what was your sense of how the first unit played when they were out there for their extended activity today?
Well, from the offensive side, I thought a little bit inconsistent in terms of protection and in the run game. When we had some first downs to get going, to extend some, penalty threw us back one time. TFL threw us back one time where we got into some negative situations in terms of down and distances. But defensively, I thought third down we made a real improvement. And then on special teams, I couldn't have been more pleased with Matt Bryant in terms of the connection that he's had this training camp and into the preseason games. I believe that's five for him. And so felt like Matt is really on it. And cover-wise, felt like from a cover unit and kickoff return, we spent a lot of time on that this week in practice from the special teams unit. And I was pleased to see them come through.
Looking forward, how important is it to sign Julio Jones?
Yeah, one of the awesome things about him, knowing that he's going to be with us for a long time. And we love the competitor, the style, the effort. He really represents all the things I love about football, the attitude, the effort, the style. He's a really unique player, and I can't wait to coach him for a long time.
Any updates on Moriarty and Tyler?
None yet. So both those guys, I believe Tyler went back in and played some more. And then for some of the other guys, we'll take a better look tomorrow and get a chance to see. We were pleased to see Coleman get his first action a little bit tonight, and so we knew that was an important step for him. Hopefully we'll get some more with him, you know, in the next game coming up on Thursday.
Are you concerned about the running attack? I know y'all were trying to get it going.
Sure. It's a really important part of what we want to do. So I wouldn't say concern's the word, but it's a real emphasis for us, D-Led, in terms of the style and the attitude we want to play. We really feel like for us to be able to run the ball, that closes the circle of toughness on our team. And for us to win it at the end of the games, there's going to be times we have to run it and finish it. So the emphasis is still there, and but not a concern yet.
And pass protection, they've been doing well this the previous two games.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt we had some tonight. And, again, we'll look to the other side and give them the credit in terms of the way they played tonight too. So I think that's the number one thing. Let's go back and take a look at it and go back and see all the areas that we can improve. That's going to be the sole focus heading into practice on Monday.
Did anything get settled in that interior tonight, or
Yeah, we're going to go back. Thomas and I will look at that tonight and on the way back and certainly into tomorrow. But, yeah, a lot of work out there, a lot to look at there. And we're anxious to go take a seat and see the guys we're trying to push through tonight and see what we can come up with.
And, with the quick week, that kind of makes it a little tough for you getting ready to play Thursday night.
Yeah, it's honestly just all the challenges that come up, you know, in the NFL. We have Thursday games, short games, Monday night games. So, honestly, I look forward to it. It's another chance for our team to go through a different style and know we have the same approach in terms of how we go about our business. So whether it's a short week, a long week, bye weeks, Monday night games, Thursday night games, it all comes up. And so it's another opportunity for us to go through that process with the guys.
Were there any players that may have helped themselves tonight that, you know, the press folks might have missed?
Well, I certainly liked, you know, the style that I'm seeing from, you know, Claiborne again in terms of the style and the attitude he has. I think he's got real unique qualities inside. We were anxious to see Robinson Therese and do some things inside. Anxious for him to see what, you know, where it comes for him. He's got some real stuff to him. Tight end wise, we're, you know, still evaluating all the way through from Jacob to Levine. And so that position, we were something that we were really looking at hard.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.